Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
As we welcome into the studio, haven't seen the girls for a little while, our reigning Miss Wagga Wagga Zoe Martin. Welcome, Zoe.
How you doing?
And welcome to our community, Princess Maddie Smith. Maddie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Right. I'd like to apologise. Sorry that you were subjected to Leighton dancing there to Brian Adams.
I was dancing too. Okay.
Yeah, I was dancing externally. You were dancing internally. There is a difference.
All right. So I don't think we've seen you since... just after you got crowned.
Yeah.
So how's it, Zoe, firstly, how's it been?
It's been great so far. Yeah,
we've been
pretty busy. Yeah. It's been good seeing all sorts of different events. What do we have? Australia Day recently.
Australia Day, yeah.
That was very exciting. And the Queen's Baton came through.
That was cool, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. And have you been handling it all? I mean, the extra pressure that's placed on you. Incredible.
It's pretty fun now.
Pretty fun.
And a lot of people, when you turn up wearing the sash and everything, they're like, oh, I know you. I'm going to come and talk to you.
Yeah, it's an easy identifiable one.
Yeah. All right. Well, one of the reasons that we've got you in this morning is a couple of pieces of information that we'd like to get across to people. First off is you're calling for entrance for the 2019 Miss Wagga Wagga
Quest. We are. So if you're listening and you fit the demographic, which is over 18 and not married, then apply. Or if you know someone who's your sister, your friend, or daughter.
Do I need to be female?
Yes, it is the Miss Wagga Quest, Leighton.
Sorry.
You're halfway there.
Sorry.
Now, as I understand it, you've got a couple of girls who are in the quest already, but we're looking for some more. And is it next week things close off?
Yeah, so next week sometime we'll close off applications, but we're just looking to see if anyone else is looking to do it because it is a pretty amazing journey and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you girls would attest to that, having just gone through the process. So you certainly come out the other end much better for the experience. So you would thoroughly recommend it to any young ladies out there.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Even just being here speaking on the radio is a lot easier now that I've done this.
All right, so if girls are interested, Zoe, where can they go? What's the best thing for them to do?
Well, they can either look up the Facebook page, and if they have questions there, they can message us on that. Otherwise, just go to misswaggaquest.com, which is straight up the website, and the application form is on there.
So. We need to do it ASAP.
Yes. As soon as you hear this.
Yeah, now. Stop what you're doing
now.
Stop
what you're doing now.
Get on your laptop. Now, it's not just entrance that we're looking forward to. Girls, as I understand it, because, of course, the girls do fundraising as part of the quest, and you're looking for beneficiary organisations.
Yeah, so any local charity or community organisation can apply to be a beneficiary. We had 7 of them last year, which was really good. And then the girls will choose which ones they'd like to donate their time and all the money at the end of it too, and go from there.
We do actually have one that is special to both Potsy and I. It's the Potsy and Leighton Early Retirement Fund.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're just hoping to get some sort of assistance.
Well, you can apply.
We're not going to get far.
And you mean there's a criteria?
And from the Community Princess, because you've got your own fund, Maddie?
Yeah, so being Community Princess, I get to give out Community Princess Foundation grants, which is small $200 grants to local community groups. So that can be anyone. Yep. We gave out one earlier in the year to Virtue Ministry. We've done the Children's Contact Service as well. So pretty much anyone in the community can apply for those, and it's just that little bit of money to help out.
Sure. Right. So there's another fund that we're quite...
Once again, website, Facebook page. If you're a charitable organisation and you'd like the quest to help you out, and if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the Community Princess Fund, website, Facebook for all the info there if you want to be involved in the 2019 Miss Wagga Wagga Quest. Now, whilst we're here, 16 to 8, an opportunity for you, Zoe, because Zoe is in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes 2, for you to promote some of your fundraising event. First off, the charity organisation that you're representing?
The Wagga Wagga Rescue Squad.
And how did you get involved in them?
Well, one of them is at work with me, but before I even knew that, I was looking for a charity when you first asked if I wanted to be in Wagga Takes 2. And I was sort of going through all sorts of available ones in the community, and it was one that I hadn't had anything to do with yet as a part of the Miss Wagga Quest. And I thought, why not? If I'm going to branch out, I may as well do it in...
Sure.
Yeah. Complete. Used
as a learning system as well.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Partnered up with Nathan Lamont. And you've got a few, you've already done a few things. You've got a few things coming up. You've got a movie night, which is next week.
Yep. On the 22nd of Feb. And it's for The Barbecue, which is one of the.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yep.
Got my new in it, doesn't
it? No, no. I've seen the trailer for it.
Yeah, it's a pre-screening, so I wouldn't think you'd have seen it. But no, it looks like it'll be a hilarious movie. So if you want to get tickets to that, you can go on to Try Booking or onto Zoe Martin for Wagga Takes Two on Facebook and look up more details there.
All right. And even though that's next week, with most of those movie things, you'd really need to know about the tickets this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So do that sooner rather than later. Yeah. Now, you've got a golf day coming up as well.
I do. Yeah. Golf day and a ball later on in the year as well.
So And
trivia night.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fundraising going on for Zoe. Zoe Martin for Wagga Wagga Takes Two is the Facebook page. All the info is there. And you can also check it out at the Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page. All right. Well, we're busy there.
We've got
the Miss Wagga Quest plug in, and we've got the Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two plug in. Always great to see you, girls. Thank you for coming in. We'll catch up soon. A man's been caught driving an armoured military vehicle, so like a tank.
It's a small tank, but it's still a tank.
He drove his tank through the KFC drive-through at Narang on the Gold Coast. That is one guy who wants his KFC real bad. Imagine if you cut in line through the drive-through and there's a guy there with a tank.
No. How would you be as the operator at that window there?
Take your order, please.
Roger that.
Now, we've been running this for the last week or so, and of course the deal was that you had to hit us up on our website, triplem.com.au, and tell us in 25 words why you deserve the ultimate Valentine's Day getaway. We had a stack of entries.
Well, it's good.
A heap of entries. But we have decided to give it to this person.
So we're going to make a call
This is to Mark, I think we're looking for here.
Mark or David?
Mark. Well, thank you for clarifying that now.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Don't press the button just yet.
Okay.
Don't press the button.
I wasn't going to make a call until you're ready because I don't want to be pressing the wrong number. You tell me who.
Yeah, no, I will.
Do you want me to call Mark? Do you want me to call David?
No. let me.
Anytime soon.
Well, just dial. Hang on. Sorry, folks. This is live radio as we're rolling it out.
Yeah. Do you want me to phone the number that I've got here?
That's David's number.
That's David's number.
That's the one we want.
Okay.
That's the one we want.
To Mark?
Oh, sorry, Mark.
You
know. This is David.
So David.
David Banks.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Correct. Okay.
Nearly gave the prize away to someone else.
Shit.
13 past.
Oh, Dave, answer the phone.
Hello, David speaking.
G'day, David. Potsy and Leighton calling from Triple M this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Look, we're just ringing with some good... happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, you're looking gorgeous this morning, Dave.
Thank you.
Mate, we've got some good news for you. You are the winner of Triple M's Ultimate Valentine's Day Getaway. You're off to the Upper Murray Resort, the Upper Murray Cottages.
Hey?
Oh, awesome.
How good is this? Who do you plan to take, Potsy or Leighton?
Let me see.
Yes, I know. It's a tough decision, isn't it?
No, it is.
who are you taking?
I'll be taking Sarah.
Now, Sarah, as we understand it, has been going through a bit of a tough time.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she's had some cancer treatment just recently. Yeah, it was pretty tough. Didn't have a great time during it, but she's doing a lot better now.
She is going to love it at the Upper Murray Cottages. It's just a great place to chill out. If you want to be romantic, you can, but there's plenty to do as well if you would like to, to do all that sort of stuff.
So, look, mate, it's a beautiful part of the world, the Upper Murray Cottages at Walwood Gingillic. Just absolutely beautiful place. We're going to put you up in a spa room there. There's chocolates, there's wine, and as Leighton said, there's plenty of other activities to keep you occupied across the duration of your stay. You're absolutely going to love it up there. You and Sarah have a great time, mate.
She'll love it.
Good stuff. Good on you, David. Well done.
No worries. Thank you.
As a band, if you're going to Vegas, that band's just signed a long-term residency at the Venetian Resort in Vegas, if you're heading over there.
Yeah, now, I don't know whether I want to go see ZZ Top in Vegas at some sort of resort.
The Venetian is not like the Rudy Hill RSL, mate. It's a little more. It's not as if, you know, they'll be doing legs and you hear,
number 32, your meal is ready. The courtesy bus.
What a song. Classic Aussie stuff there from Richard Clapton. Girls on the Avenue at 24 past 8 for your Wednesday morning. Potsy and Layton here. Wednesday musical challenge time. Just before we introduce Maddie, I wanted to go to you, Dale. You were saying the guy who produced... Morning, Dale Ellison, by the way.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You were saying the guy who produced that song and that album is a Wagga guy.
That's right. Richard Batchens came from Wagga and went to the city and found his way into the recording business.
Right. So he wasn't a muso, he was more of the producer.
I think he's behind the scenes, sort of engineer as well, and producer. And
so I think the answer we were looking for there is yes.
That's correct.
That's right.
He came from Wagga and in Richard Clapton's 3CD Best of Years pack. There's a nice picture of Richard behind the mixing desk with Richard Clapton working on that tune.
Good. As we welcome the Wednesday Musical Challenge team in this morning. Now, Dale, I don't think we've met Maddie before.
No, Maddie Hellier is a very fine young singer from Wagga, and she's about to make her way to Melbourne. Would you believe it? We lose another one.
Oh, what are you doing? Where are you going, Maddie? What are you doing?
Oh, Monash. I'm doing music at uni.
Oh, sensational. So what's the story? What school did you go to and all that sort of stuff?
I went to Kooringal High.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I finished last year.
Yep.
I've been singing with Dale for... Oh, a while now.
Five, six minutes.
With the Groove Factory. Yes, that's right. In the car park, we worked up the song.
That was it.
Maddie has turned into a Groove Factory regular over the years that she's been, we found her somewhere.
Well, why?
Somewhere.
In the marketplace or something, I was singing in a choir or something.
That's right.
So why, Dale, have you only just brought her in now?
So you're bringing her in 1 week before she leaves. Well, that's sensational, Dale.
She's a very busy young girls with the HSC last year and other
HSC.
Other
how do you spell
quests.
That?
And what are we going to do? Sorry
do,
if
mate?
I seem to be pushing the segment on, but we've got the news soon at 8:30. What are we doing?
Karen Bailey Ray, put your records on.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Can you make it in 3.5 minutes?
It's only a short song.
All right. Wednesday Musical Challenge, Maddie and Dale at 26 past 8.
Sat at my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girl double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we've got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things stay the same, the more we seem to change. Oh, don't you think it's strange? Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. Blue as the sky, somber and lonely. Sipping tea in a bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more things stay the same, the more we seem to change. But don't you hesitate, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. It was more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake. Some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to. Go put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Oh, sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dream. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Oh, girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down. Oh, sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
How good was that? Hey. Brilliant. Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale. You bring her in when and she's got 1 week left in Wagga. That's sensational.
Right. Not even a week.
Where have you been hiding,
a number of days.
Yeah. Well, when are you, okay, when are you coming back?
When am I coming back?
Coming back in the holidays?
Yeah, I'll be back in the holidays.
Well, just when you're coming back, you either ring Dale. No, don't ring Dale. Ring us.
That's right.
And say, look, come in. We'll just we'll get you
the season. Yeah, that's right. And we can.
I'm assuming you got a band six. Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to, because if you didn't, there is something wrong. There is something wrong. Thanks. No, well done. So off to Monash.
Yeah.
And what,
yeah.
what do you hope to do when you get out the other end?
Look, I have no idea.
We're waiting as well.
Music has been awesome, but yeah, no idea.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Thanks. No, good. You'll enjoy Melbourne. What part of town are you living? Or you living on campus? What are you doing?
I don't actually know yet.
You don't know? Okay, you'll be all right. It's a big place.
Yeah.
That's right.
You'll find somewhere to stay.
That's right. And in the true essence of a singer and everything like that, you just throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. It'll be right.
What you could always do is just stay here in Wagga and commute each day.
Yeah, look, not a bad idea.
It'll work.
All right, that was sensational. Well, thank you, Maddie, for coming in, and all the best with the move to Melbourne. But if you are ever back, come in.
Yeah,
that was great. Thank you for coming in, and thank you, Dale.
Yes. That's all righty, mate. My pleasure.
Yeah. So I'll be in again one day. You've got a Dale sale on somewhere?
Well, next week
we're already late, so let's ask him a question.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to take 5 minutes to answer that.
Next week.
If you're waiting for the news, just bear with us.
Next Friday on the 23rd of...
The old two grandpas here have got no concept of time.
And why would we? Hey, next week on the 23rd of February, Groove Factory playing again at the lake.
Right.
All right,
Danny
cool.
Crouch is going to be there with his fundraising
the
for...
The way we're going, we'll still be talking about it.
Fundraising for Country Hope.
Country Hope.
Great outdoor gig next week by the lake, 23rd of February.
Excellent. Righto.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dale.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.